Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau, helping Kentucky farmers end up on the top of the pile. That's the goal of Alida Botts, coordinator of agribusiness grant facilitation for the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development. She says many of our farmers could qualify for a variety of state or federal grant programs, but being successful takes some know-how.
Absolutely. People are surprised always by how daunting a task it is to apply for grant programs and the process involved and how extensive a lot of the applications are, particularly for the federal programs. What I always tell people is that you're trying to show that you're the best investment for whoever's making the grant, and so you have to really put together something that shows that you should be at the top of the pile.
Various grants are available for individuals or groups, and Botts sees no reason why more Kentuckians can't be a part of that.
Well, you know, we've been underperforming from where our share is with regards to the number of producers we have and the value of our ag production, which is part of the reason that this program was created and funded by the Kentucky Ag Development Board, to try to increase our competitiveness in this area. And we're trying to do that by letting people know about programs really early, getting them focused early on in the process.
Often, she says, grant deadlines come right at the height of some farm marketing activities or harvest. Applicants need to start early. A grant application workshop is set for this Friday in the Somerset area with others planned. We'll have details in a minute. We'll be right back.
There's only one Kentucky Derby, only one Mammoth Cave, only one birthplace of bluegrass music, and only one Kentucky. A place of unmatched experiences and unbridled spirit. A place that's just as unique as it is unforgettable. A place where everything has its own distinctive flavor. Visit KentuckyTourism.com and start planning your next one-of-a-kind Kentucky vacation today.
Alida Botts with K-Card says that Somerset grant application workshop is set for this Friday with others planned in western Kentucky and a northeast location. She feels many ag entrepreneurs could benefit.
What we are talking about is trying to highlight some of the grant programs that are the most popular and helping people understand how best to be competitive in those grant programs.
To get details, her email would be quickest. It's Botts, B-O-T-T-S, at growkentuckyag.com. Botts at growkentuckyag.com. And their work has shown results.
Last year, the value-added producer grant, Kentucky had 10 applicants and 9 awards. Now, it was a high year for us. It was largely due to the work of the great applicants that we had apply who worked with the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development on business plans and putting together a strong application.
Alida Botts with K-Card. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.